question was asked, do Ashkenazim have to maintain their tradition and not eat kitniyot, legumes, including rice, on Pesach? And the answer is that yes, Ashkenazim are obligated to their Ashkenazi tradition, and they may not eat legumes or kitniyot or rice on Pesach. That we are obligated to our minhagim. There's a verse that says, "Al titosh torati mecha," don't forsake the Torah your mother taught you. Meaning there are things that you didn't see in writing, but your mother said, this is how we behave, this is what we do. And we are obligated to maintain customs just as we are obligated to maintain a vow. And if our community accepted it upon ourselves, so even though you could prove from the Shas that it's perfectly permissible to eat rice, the Talmud asks, is it prohibited to eat rice on Pesach? The Talmud says, no, it's not prohibited. Happens to be machlokas, but that's how the Talmud rules. So that's what the Talmud says. Dvarim amutarim, things that are technically, halachically permissible. V'acharim nohagu behem isur. And then you have people who have a custom, which is that they treat it as prohibited. So you can't come and tell them, hey, that's permissible, no problem. You're not allowed to do that. To the point where the Rambam, when he describes the heretical elder, the Zakein Mamre, the Rambam includes minhagim that were accepted. So this isn't a minhag that all of Am Yisrael accepted. This isn't a custom that was accepted by everyone. But it is definitely obligatory for those who did accept it. So all of us Ashkenazi Jewry who have this custom, so we're obligated by it.